Otto Conrad.
Don Harrison. Good to see you.
Good to see you. When did you first meet Jim Wark?
I probably met Jim when I attended my first programming committee for the Richmond Folk Festival. Oh. That would be when I first met him. I probably had never met him before that. Or if I had, you know, I had just been a passing person. Yeah. But I remember attending my first meeting wide-eyed. And that the programming committee, when I joined it, had been up and rolling for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And it was a well-established group of people. And it was a very collegial group of people who had been working together for quite a while. And Jim was the MC. He was the committee manager of the programming committee at that point. And Jim was running that meeting. And one of the things I remember about Jim is how welcoming he was to me at that meeting. He really made an effort to bring me in and to make my voice included. And I felt very comfortable immediately. And I think that's a theme about Jim that for me reverberates in all my interactions with him over the years.
Yeah, it's a running theme of the people that we've talked to.
Yeah.
Talk about that, how important that is, to have someone who's a collaborator, but also someone who is able to pull so many different people together in a common cause.
Well, I think the way I would describe it is Jim was an extremely talented guy. He was gifted in a lot of areas. You know, he was a fabulous musician. He was a very charismatic person, and he had great leadership skills, and he could bring people together. But I think what really created magic in the world that Jim passed through was Jim's enthusiasm for what everybody else was doing.
Mm.
So Jim, of course, you know, he had an ego like anybody, and he had a lot of reasons to be pleased with what he did. But I always felt like Jim was way more excited about what I was doing than what he was doing. And that is infectious. And when somebody is such a cheerleader, it encourages you to take chances and to swing for the fences. Mm-hmm. And I think that, at the end of the day, was the secret of Jim's leadership skill and his ability to bring people together. He genuinely enjoyed other people's successes, and he loved celebrating them. And so it just created this wonderful community feeling around him where everybody felt like they had skin in the game and had success in the game. It was like having your best mom and dad ever, you know, who was always cheering you along. You couldn't have a better cheerleading section than Jim Moore. He made you feel special, and he made you feel like you could pull off a miracle. That's what Jim had.
Talk about his sense of humor, because that's something that I'm going to really, really miss. I knew if I was going to be meeting Jim that I would be laughing.
I mean, Jim was constantly cracking jokes, constantly riffing on things, and again, constantly encouraging you, right, to have a sense of humor and to laugh at something. And just like everything else that Jim interacted with, he found people's humor infectious, you know, whether we had a lot of it or not. Mm-hmm. What we brought to the table, Jim found to be funny and interesting. And so you very quickly started telling stories and being raconteurs with Jim because he was so encouraging about laughing together.
Yeah. Talk about his musical prowess.
Well, he was a monster on the guitar. Now, I have to say, this is an area that I don't actually have that much firsthand experience with. I mean, I watched Jim play, for instance, at the Folk Festival.
Yeah.
And I've seen him play at the after parties at the Folk Festival that happen on Saturday nights. And of course, he's a monster player. But I never really followed his musical career that much. You know, I went to the Rock and Roll Jubilee a couple of times. But I'm not sure, for instance, if I ever saw Chrome Daddy Disco. My interactions with Jim happened in the context of the community organizations that we overlapped in. So, you know, we shared time together on the board of directors at WRIR and, of course, the programming committee. And Jim and I liked to scheme, and we regularly got together. We loved to scheme. We would get together over lunch or a beer, and we would plot about whatever it was that we were working on or scheming to accomplish. You know, when he got involved with Virginia Voice, that was a big undertaking for Jim, and he was spending a lot of time talking to me and asking me to buck him up, to encourage him that he could do this, that he could take on this executive director job. And he was very supportive of me supporting him. So that was fun. So his musicianship is amazing, but for me, it was, and I'm in the minority about this, but it really was a small part of our friendship.
Yeah. Crumb Daddy Disco, that's where you saw Jim get dangerous. I mean, literally.
Really?
It was this nice, smiling guy. All of a sudden, he's like, uh-oh.
There he goes.
You know, yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, right.
He's
right,
going.
Right. Any other thoughts about Jim? Anything about his personality, anything about the way he did business that you would want people to know?
Jim was a cheerleader, and Jim took pleasure in other people's successes. And I think it's a quality that we can all, you know, take forward. I think about what's going to remain of Jim as we go forward. And that quality of enjoying other people's successes and validating each other and supporting each other, that's what Jim did so well. And it's something that we can all take forward in our lives. I'm going to miss his presence. I'm going to miss him the same way I miss my mother and father, quite frankly. Hmm.
I'm going to miss him always talking about having polka.
Yes, I'm going to miss polka and the something weird stuff. Jim always wanted to make sure that the programming committee was putting...
Always had weird stuff.
Yeah, throat singers or Chinese jawbone players, you know.
Yeah.
The more bizarre, the better as far as he was concerned. And, of course, the polka, which I have to admit, I never could get there on the polka.
I know. Many couldn't, but we respected Jim enough that we always heard him out, right?
We respected his enthusiasm.
And sometimes he was right. Some of those old guys, some old polka guys really could bring it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to miss Jim dearly. We were all blessed to have him in our lives. The other thing, he always had this great anecdote that he would stick on to the end of his correspondence when he was sort of in... professional mode with people that were colleagues. He would sign things out by saying, "Confidence is high, Jim Work out." Hmm. And he's out now for real, but I think he's left in his wake a lot of confidence, and I appreciate that.
That's great. Thanks.
Yep.